This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And this is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I am so excited because joining me today is someone who is on top of the breaking news in our country and in the world. He is an MD, has an MBA, and the combination is just extraordinary. He wants us to rebuild our health and our wealth, and he is an advocate of CBD as well. And Dr. Sanjay John is with us. And, Doctor, it is such a pleasure. Your book is Optimal Living 360. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Frankie. Nice to be with you.
So this world of CBD, as we have talked about, and cannabis, is almost like going back to the Wild West. It's just absolutely crazy. So share with us your thoughts of where the science is. Are we catching up since the Farm Bill was passed a couple of years ago? Give me your perspective and why you're a fan of CBD and cannabis.
Well, Frankie, first of all, I really want to thank you and your show for bringing cannabis to the forefront. Without your show, you know, we're getting more listeners out there to really understand where we are with cannabis and CBD. And I'm excited to share more and add more to your show. And so I was like most other doctors, you know, in medical school, they don't teach you anything. Actually, I didn't learn anything about cannabis or CBD in medical school.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
And it's
unfortunate. And I know I'm a little bit older. I've been out for about 20 years, but that was never part of the discussion. And you sort of loosely heard about it as a doctor, but it really hit home for me when my wife had a really traumatic accident a year and a half ago, and she got hit by a wave and she shattered her leg. And, you know, she went through a couple surgeries. And we went through the initial, you know, the routine pain medications that they give you, the opioids, some of the topical pain relievers. And I can tell you and I've had surgery too in the past, we both had experience with opioids. It's not a pleasant feeling. You get nauseous, you get constipated, you get bloated.
Yeah.
And at the time, that's all we had. And then all of a sudden, you know, something magical happened. Cannabis just came into the conversation. And we're like, what? You know, isn't that illegal? And no one's ever heard of CBD before. And, you know, I was in the same group of people that didn't know much about it. And I was a proponent after my wife tried some CBD with her pain. And she really was an advocate for it, and I was pretty amazed. I mean, she was right there. I'm applying lotion on her leg, and I tried it myself. Like, oh, this is good. So this is how I became a fan of it. It's not only from hearsay, but it's also from personal experience.
So this is such a great story. Yes, it's a great story, and we have a pain specialist coming up in a little while, and what is it about, what ingredient actually is in the CBD that makes the pain topically, and when you take it internally, help with the pain?
So when we think of the CBD, we kind of have to take a little step back and understand what we have in our body. So if you think about the science, the body actually has its own endocannabinoid system where we actually self-generate in our body these endocannabinoids. So if you look at the first part of the word endo, meaning body, that's something that we create in our own system. But now we look at CBD, that's categorized as a phytocannabinoid, phyto meaning plant. So that's something that's derived from plants that actually enhances the endocannabinoid system in our bodies. There's a third type, which is lab-derived, but we're not going to go there. So what really happened, this is before the Farm Bill came out, the FDA approved a drug, which is for pediatric seizures, which is purely based on CBD oil. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, Pedialyx. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so that was what really kind of sparked things going, because the FDA approved this CBD oil for pediatric seizures. And that sort of got the ball rolling with this discussion in the scientific community, like, okay, that's good. What else can it do? And, you know, with the Farm Bill getting passed, more and more people have been using it there. So it's progressed from, you know, anecdotal stuff to actual case reports, and now the NIH is fully supporting research on this. So with the research now, I mean, we were in the millions. Now we're like, I think the latest number I have is $46 million from the NIH looking into cannabinoids and how they can help treat people. And they've actually confirmed, and I can quote this, that research has shown that THC and other cannabinoids may have potential in the treatment of pain, nausea, epilepsy, obesity, wasting disease, addiction, autoimmune disorders, and other conditions. And this is coming from the NIH. So what better source is that?
Right, right. What better source is that? Where are we? Because I know that the research, and I know that you don't want to put out any information without the fact that you've researched it and that there has been research. A lot of people say, where's the evidence? Where is the evidence? Where's the proof that this stuff really works? And you can understand people are very skeptical. So where is all of this information? Where are we in terms of science and studies? I know Israel is leading the way. Spain is leading the way. So many countries are leading the way. Where are we in the States now that we've only had a few years of research that's legal?
Isn't it ironic, Frankie, that you're mentioning states outside of the United States? and that's, you know, it's unfortunate. We're a little bit behind, but we're getting there. There has been so much attention put on cannabis and its benefits to the community. It's really starting to take off, and I'll tell you why. It's because what happened with the opioids, it's been so badly abused in this country. And now that they're cracking down on it, people are looking for alternatives from opioids. And they're going to the doctor. They're saying, doctor, you know, what else can I take? And a lot of times these doctors aren't really allowed to prescribe it because either they have a restriction in a hospital formulary or in a clinic. They don't really allow that. But they kind of give you that, it's okay to try it. And there hasn't been any harmful effects found from CBD, and so that's why it hasn't been really discouraged in the medical community. So I think we're definitely there. Our research is getting better, and I'm very, very excited about the prospects and what it does. I mean, it's just got so many uses. I'll tell you, if you don't mind me telling you, that the uses is just keep the list is just growing, and it's going from, you know, anecdotal stuff, and it's going to actual case studies. And it's really starting to hit into some research now. So I think, we know it definitely knows anxiety. I mentioned pain earlier, and that's one of the primary things I enjoyed. But the anxiety part, it can really help people with anxiety. Research has shown that, the anxiolytic effects of CBD has been huge. So that's been shown. And I mentioned with the pediatric seizure disorders, so there's a neurologic benefit. They've also found some benefits with people who have low sex drive. You know, it could be a stimulant. It could actually help with males who have erectile dysfunction. So those are some really huge, you know, prospects that I'm very excited about.
I also, you know, have heard, and this is what I'm very excited about, is that we have a lot of men and women that are addicted to opioids. And this opioid epidemic is probably bigger than we could ever think about. And when we come back from break, is there any research with the opioid epidemic and maybe possibly CBD helping that transition and that addiction? So I'd love to hear your thoughts about that, Doctor. Give us the website and all the great things about you that we can give out to our audience.
Well, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about me, my website is sanjayjainmd.com, and feel free to sign up for a newsletter. And we are planning on putting a 2021 email campaign for people who want a list of things to do on every day of the year to get through this whole...
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, it's awesome.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An educational odyssey. A doctor who is open to the possibilities of what cannabis brings, and Dr. Sanjay Jain is with us today, an author and true outspoken advocate for how we can function better in this world. Not only does he have his MD, but he has an MBA as well. And doctor, welcome back. I asked you a question about, could CBD be the answer for this devastating opioid crisis that we have going on right now in our country? And by the way, with this pandemic, one can only imagine how bad it really is.
Well, I want to say, to answer your question, a resounding yes. Because of what opioids has done to people, it's killed people, it's caused addiction. So, you know, people who are addicted, you know, a lot of times they're given an anti-addictive medication. I'm not sure if you're familiar with methadone, or there's these other medications that doctors prescribe to get off of their addiction. And CBD doesn't do that. Cannabis, you know, it doesn't cause the harmful effects that opioid does. And that's what's most exciting to me, is to know that that is not a problem. Now, it's also been found that people who have, like, let's talk about things outside of opioid, like people who are addicted to heroin. So they found that there might be a decreased craving for heroin with CBD. I mean, that's huge. Medical marijuana, CBD, actually reducing the heroin craving. I think that's phenomenal if they can continue the research and dig more into it.
I would love that as well. And I know that some of the early studies that they use in Boulder, where they first legalized cannabis, that when a child or someone came in that had accidentally eaten a cookie with THC in it, or they took too much, an adult took too much THC, they were giving them CBD to kind of get them to neutralize the high.
No, I think I've heard that too. I don't know the exact study, but I think that's fantastic. So here's where we're at. We're moving that direction. We've just passed laws this past month on the adoption of this. And so our government is, they're very slow to adapt. And with all these laws being passed, I see this wave coming through that is going to be becoming, and I'm really disappointed that we've kind of buried this as a society for so long. I think in 1970 it was banned, and only recently, you know, how long did it take for this to come back and come to life? It's pretty impressive, and I appreciate the fact that people have been open-minded to this.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm excited. And I also heard that for young, there, you know, I just want to say that I've been really forthright in with this show and responsible to say that I feel that even though cannabis is not a gateway drug, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, it is not a gateway drug. But I do think that there are people who are addicted, just as there are people who are addicted to food, just as though they're, you know, for me, it's the catalyst, whatever it might be, cannabis, food, alcohol. But there are people that are going to be, the minute they try it, it's in them for whatever reason, and it can cause an addiction issue. I don't know. I that's just my take on this.
Well, you're right. You're correct. You're correct. Because, you know, there's addictions to everything. Food addiction. There's addiction. I mean, there's, like you said, you've listed all these, many addictions. And, you know, everything in moderation. You heard that, right? Moderation is kind of the way to go with most things. You don't want to overeat. You don't want to oversleep. You don't want to do anything overdoing something. And that's also true for cannabis as well.
So that being said, I've heard that CBD helps with the withdrawal and getting people to not smoke every day.
So there has been some literature on that. There's still, you know, with the smoking, you know, they hear about the nicotine patch and these other remedies, but there has been some literature that's still being studied. It's not confirmed yet, but that there's something with the neuroreceptors that the CBD interacts with. You know how the CBD1 and CBD2 receptors in our body, and how there is some research being done with it, but it's still not confirmed.
Yes, okay. Where do you see, if I were to ask you where we are going in the next several years, where do you see the field evolving?
So I think, with the way we're slowly getting more research dollars into it, it's going to take time to get more data. But, you know, with the way, you know, the way we're licensed, so here's what's the problem now. There's a lot of gatekeepers along the way. There's the state government. There's the federal government. Then the hospital systems. And right now, as a doctor, so I had to apply for, you know, the regulation for with the Food and Drug Administration. I also had to apply for the opioid license. But then you have to apply for a second medical marijuana license. So once that tightens up and it gets better, I really want to see, and I think it will happen, prescriptions being done in hospitals more frequently, in clinics and doctor's offices. Right now, that's not really happening as much. People have to go to like a dispensary, to a specialized doctor who only can prescribe medical marijuana. But I think in a few years, we're going to cross that bridge where you don't have to go to, you can just go to your regular doctor and have it prescribed. And I hope within the next 5 years, we'll be able to get it from a pharmacy. And
yes,
that's where I wanted to see.
Yeah, I hope that as well. But I want more science. And I know a lot of people really want that science to be behind this industry, more science. And,
that's true.
You know, maybe there should be a fund. You know, the Hemp Roundtable meets periodically and monthly, I guess, and it's a group of some of the movers and shakers in the CBD world. And I kind of want them to start getting money together to fuel, and some of them are already doing it, and some companies are already doing their own studies, but to really do some studies on the power of these cannabinoids and how they can truly help us emotionally.
Yeah.
And physically and financially. And with that, we are out of time. This has been wonderful, Doctor. Please come back anytime.
Thank you for having me.
And give out your website.
I appreciate the work you're doing. I love the show and the love that you're getting the word out. If anybody wants to visit my website again, it's sanjayjainmd.com. And thanks a lot for what you're doing to the community.
Thank you. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA. Not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Cannabis Talk Agency, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Joining me now is Cindy Perlin. She's a licensed clinical social worker, chronic pain survivor, founder and CEO of the online Alternative Pain Treatment Directory, and author of The Truth About Chronic Pain Treatments, The Best and Worst Strategies for Becoming Pain-Free. She's in the Albany, New York area, where she's been helping clients improve their mental and physical well-being for over 27 years. I can't believe it, that long. And Cindy Perlin, what a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. How did you and when did you start to realize that cannabis and CBD were alternatives for dealing with chronic pain?
Well, I really started to learn about it when I started writing my book about 6 years ago, and I was looking at all the things that could help with chronic pain. And my personal adventure with it began after I broke my ankle a couple years ago and used it instead of opioids after I had surgery on my ankle.
Wow. So it was your own, again, your own personal, like everybody has their own personal story about this, and I just love these stories because they really tie together the quilt, you know, that we talk about every single week on this show. So, you know, you're not going to recommend anything without it being, without it working, without that kind of information on how to take it. And one of the biggest concerns that I have is that people really and truly do not understand CBD. They know the difference that one gets you high, the cannabis gets you high, the CBD is plant-based. But let's talk about how to use the product, because, you know, it's such a difficult explanation of what works for me. My endocannabinoid system may be more depleted than yours, Cindy. So,
right.
How do you get people to understand this concept of trial and error or finding your sweet spot?
Well, you know, I think that, first of all, I think it's best to start with a regulated product. When you're buying marijuana on the street, you really don't know anything about what its components are, how much THC it has in its ratio with CBD, whether it's contaminated with anything else. And then, you know, when you're buying a regulated product at a dispensary, or a labeled CBD product, it will tell you how much is in there. But, you know, then there's a difference in terms of whether you're using an edible, whether you're vaping or smoking it, whether you're using a tincture. All those different routes of administration can have different effects. But, you know, the general recommendation is to start low and work your way up to a higher dose. There is a situation where effectiveness is a bell curve, that if you use too little, it won't be as effective, and if you use too much, it won't be as effective. So you really have to, you know, see what works for you and go at it gradually.
Okay, that's great information. I like that. I like that a lot. How would you know if you're a candidate for cannabis or CBD or a combination?
Well, the thing is that, so are you saying either or, whether you should use marijuana or CBD? Is that the question?
Yes, right.
So, It depends on what your issue is. I mean, the general understanding is that you have something called an entourage effect, that the different components work together, and that the more cannabinoids you have, the better it works. So the general idea is that marijuana would tend to work better than CBD. For, in particular, my issue is chronic pain. So marijuana would tend to be a better choice, except that some people are sensitive to THC, and I'm one of those people. If I have more than a very small amount of THC, I get really dizzy and lightheaded. and that's not a good thing. Some people get anxious from THC. Some people get psychotic from high levels of THC. So CBD in many respects is a safer product for everybody, but some people might find that marijuana works better for them. In particular, THC seems to be better with muscle spasms. So if that's part of your pain problem, it would work better for that.
Right. Okay. You know, what kinds of pain do you help people with? And let's share with some of the pain, because how would you use it if you had a back or a neck issue, arthritis, neuropathy, migraines, fibromyalgia?
So, I mean, with any of those conditions, you know, you would want to do the same thing. You'd want to start with a low dose and go to a higher dose if you weren't getting enough relief. And then, you know, the issue of whether you inhale it, whether you're vaping or smoking it. With inhaling, you would get a more rapid relief. And it would, but it wouldn't last as long as if you ingested it with a tincture or an edible. So, and then there's also, for a lot of localized pain, there's a lot of topical preparations that you could use where the pain is. So, you know, for something like arthritis or back pain, you can use it topically. And probably the best results are when you use it both topically and internally.
Yeah. So the combination of the two. And again, we try to find products on this show that are reputable, that have their information. Every product that you buy should be, you should know what's in it, and you have that right to know what's in it. And there's paperwork in every company that you can get a copy of to find out what exactly is being put in your products that you're using. And we have that right as consumers.
Right.
And I don't think we don't talk enough about that as well, Cindy. So I'm really glad that you're, as a pain specialist, I'm really glad. How has cannabis been effective during COVID for some of your patients?
Well, I mean, it's as effective as it was before COVID, but the thing that's really good about cannabis as opposed to any pharmaceutical that a patient would use for pain is pretty much every pharmaceutical that's out there that's prescribed for pain suppresses immunity, where cannabis supports the immune system. So when you look at opioids or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or steroids or the immunosuppressive drugs that are used for autoimmune disorders, all of those drugs suppress the immune system, where marijuana and CBD boost it. So it's definitely a safer choice. But, you know, in saying that, I would caution that if you're on any of those pharmaceuticals, you don't want to abruptly stop them because that would be dangerous. So, you know, the first thing to do would be to start supplementing with things that boost your immune system, including cannabis, and then to slowly wean off the other things.
Right. You know, Cindy, we have a real problem with discrimination in this country. Even though medical marijuana is used, and many people to use it to really function, they get feedback from their employer. So when we come back from break, let's talk about that. Please give out the website of how people can find out more about the work that you're doing, your book, and all those wonderful things.
Oh, okay. So the website is paintreatmentdirectory.com.
Okay, and we'll be right back with Cindy. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Yeah. mention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. Again, that's 800-834-6216.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Cindy Perlin is joining us today. She's a licensed clinical social worker, chronic pain survivor, founder and CEO of the online alternative pain treatment directory, paintreatmentdirectory.com, and the author of The Truth About Chronic Pain Treatments, The Best and Worst Strategies to Becoming Pain-Free. And we're so thrilled you're with us today. As we were getting ready for break, many employers are still discriminating against employees who are using medical marijuana. Is there any change in that? What's happening? What's the latest on that, Cindy?
Well, it's a kind of a mixed picture. It depends on what state you're in, but in Massachusetts, if somebody is using medical
marijuana...
Well,
let's just talk general, because the show is not based in Massachusetts, so it's all over country. People are listening all over the place, so it's not just here.
Oh, okay. So there are some states who've put into their medical marijuana laws an anti-discrimination clause where an employee is protected against being fired if they have a medical marijuana card. Massachusetts isn't one of those. But New York has that, Arkansas, Arizona, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, all have those clauses built into their statutes. Generally speaking, even in states where they don't, if there is a medical marijuana law in place, and a patient has a medical marijuana card, there's some protections from the Americans with Disabilities Act where an employer has to accommodate or make reasonable accommodations for an employee's disability. The only situation where that doesn't apply is where the employer has a reason why there'd be a safety issue if the person was impaired on the job, for instance, truck drivers. There was a case about truck drivers, and because truck drivers also cross state lines, they're you know, covered by federal law where marijuana is illegal. So it's kind of a mixed picture. There's also an issue of whether during the time, the hours of employment, if a patient uses marijuana, whether they're still protected as opposed to off-site, off-hours use. So it's kind of mixed, but it has been improving.
Okay, that's good to know. That's really good to know. What about some of the major professional sports teams, Cindy? You know, so many athletes suffer terrible injuries and have real pain issues. What's going on with that?
Okay, so that's a very interesting issue because a few years ago the NFL was sued by players. There's a class action lawsuit because so many players had gotten addicted to opioids that were prescribed by team doctors. And the idea was, you know, let's just keep them on the field no matter what. And so they very liberally prescribed opioids and people got addicted. So, you know, with that in mind, you know, historically, all the sports teams have been very anti-marijuana and the player could get suspended for use. But that's really changed. For instance, right now with the NFL, it's not a grounds for automatic suspension to be testing positive for marijuana. The NBA won't test players for marijuana anymore. Major League Baseball removed marijuana from drugs that it considers drugs of abuse. And the National Hockey League does require random drug testing, but there's no punishment if a player tests marijuana positive. So that's a real shift from the past.
Yeah, it really is. Absolutely. Very exciting. And we don't hear enough about this. We really don't. But we still have stigmas, and we still have, and medical doctors themselves, Cindy, are not, you know, they're not on board with this. They'd rather write the script.
Right.
There's
a real problem with that, you know, with patients. And I, you know, I have a pretty active Facebook following, and people talk about this all the time, that they've been prescribed opioids and they don't like them and they'd rather do marijuana. But, you know, initially you can't just go off your opioids, even though that's happening to a lot of patients. But if they start to use marijuana and they get drug tested, a lot of doctors will fire them as patients, and then they won't be able to get their opioids. And that is really terrible, because one of the things that marijuana is really good for is it's a great supplement to opioids so that you don't have to use as much. And it's also a good exit drug from opioids because it helps with withdrawal. And then, you know, I find that people who have switched, they feel so much better than they did when
right.
they were on opioids and using them for pain. I recently encountered a woman who was on 31 prescription drugs, and she got off all of them with marijuana.
Unbelievable.
I wish there were more.
Yeah. I wish there were more practitioners like you out there, Cindy, who really understands what this is all about.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it is a matter of educating doctors, but doctors don't seem to want education from non-doctors. And doctors are very beholden to the pharmaceutical companies, and that's what their training is. So it's very hard to change their minds.
What about, do you see the insurance carriers at some point?
1 minute, Frankie.
And I'm gonna let you answer that with a yes or no, because we're out of time, and maybe we'll have you back. We'll have you back and we can discuss it. But it's not happening right now, is it?
No, I think part of that is federal law. And part of it
is... Yeah, all right. Once the law changes, yeah. Yeah, let's see what happens. Cindy, this has been wonderful. Give us your website, Cindy Perlin, as we say goodbye to you.
Okay, paintreatmentdirectory.com.
Thank you so much for being with us, and thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.